Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today, we're going to continue our May theme of book series, awesome book series. Last week, I talked about, The Passage. Boom. Aha, I remember. The Justin Cronin series, The Passage. This week, I'm going to be talking about the Bill Hodges trilogy by Stephen King. There's some internal debate about which Stephen King series I was going to talk about. But really, there's only like a couple he really has that's got sequels and stuff. Because he has The Dark Tower, which is basically going to be a whole like month-long thing of its own, I think. So he has that one. He has the Bill Hodges trilogy. He has The Shining, the two books and that, The Shining and Doctor Sleep. So he doesn't really have a lot of series to go by, but this is one of them, and it's not the longest one. The Dark Tower is the longest one, and that, like I said, that's going to be like a month-long thing, because that's sprawling and massive. I mean, it's 8 books and ties together a total of like 20 of his books or some nonsense like that. It's just mind-boggling. So the Bill Hodges trilogy consists of 3 books: Mr. Mercedes, Finders Keepers, and End of Watch. So Mr. Mercedes is the first book. It is, it's all about this, this character named Bill Hodges, or Kermit William Hodges is his actual name. He's a retired detective. And he basically, he retires at the, leaving one last case open that he can never solve. And it was the Mercedes killer. A case that they can never figure out. So basically what happens, I'll break down the story real quick of the first book, the second book, and the third book. So the first book, Bill Hodges is retired. He gets a message one day from the killer, who is nicknamed Mr. Mercedes because he drove a Mercedes-Benz through a crowd of people in front of a job fair, killing 8 people and severely injuring many, many others. So Bill goes out essentially not being able to solve this murder or murders, this case. And essentially, the case goes cold. Many years later, he is, he's recently retired. It's been, I don't know if they specify exactly how long. Hasn't been very long. He's recently retired, within a year, I believe. And he receives a letter from someone claiming to be Mr. Mercedes. So he decides to basically kind of investigate this by reaching out to some old friends and doing a little bit of some guesswork and detective work. Starts going back over old leads, pretending like he's still a cop. Using his old badge, with basically having a positioning his fingers over the fact that it says retired on it. He then goes into finding more about what he couldn't really find out then, and he goes to one of the victims, who he at the time doesn't know this, but has. My phone's going off. Sorry. So where's the name? Olivia Trelawney, who was the owner of the Mercedes-Benz that he and his partner at the time did not really trust her when she said what she said. So basically they grill her, they're very mean to her. She feels that she's responsible because of her Mercedes was used to mow down all these people. And then finds out, so he researches her. She's wealthy, I should say. She's very well off. He basically goes through and he is re-going through the notes that he took from her, remembering certain things. He finds out that Olivia commits suicide soon after the massacre out of guilt, and Hodges continues to investigate the case instead of turning the letter over to the police and his former colleague, Pete Huntley. So he then meets Janie Peterson, who is Olivia Trelawney's sister. And she actually encourages Hodges to investigate the Mr. Mercedes case for her. Like I said, since she's gonna, like, she wants closure when it comes to this. So her ailing mother, Elizabeth Wharton, is. So Janie's here taking care of her elderly mother. Her mother ends up dying of old age, not because of anything else. Hodges has become close to Janie. They become lovers. Even though he's older than she is, they meet Janie's cousin, who's named Holly Gibney. Holly ends up helping Hodges with the investigation. Shortly after, Janie is murdered by Mr. Mercedes. I'm sorry, I messed that up. I did not do that right. Janie and Hodges are an item. I want to say it's I'm sorry, I got confused. Yeah, at the funeral of their mother, Hodges meets Janie's unpleasant relatives, amongst them Janie's emotionally unstable cousin Holly. After the funeral, Mr. Mercedes blows up Hodges' car, not realizing that Hodges wasn't in the car. However, Janie was inside and killed in the explosion. Hodges feels remorse and becomes even more eager to solve the case without the help of the police. Holly joins Hodges and Jerome, who is a young man I was going to mention in a minute, in the investigation. Jerome, a young black kid in his neighborhood that mows Bill's lawn, and they kind of become friends. He helps Bill with electronics, computers, things like that, because Bill's not great at that. So they basically track down Brady and eventually get him. Holly uses what Bill calls the happy slapper, which is a bunch of ball bearings inside of a sock, and beats the shit out of Brady and leaves him bleeding and unconscious at this concert of this boy band that he has Target is his next big thing and his way out. He's going to blow himself up, trying to take as many people as he can with him. And it's pretty jacked up. So that's the first book. The second book, Finders Keepers, is an interesting way of doing the whole story. This one, it's still around Bill Hodges, but this time it's not Brady's not the focus. You find out why later, but we'll go over. So this one basically jumps back to 1978 when a petty criminal named Morris Bellamy robs and murders acclaimed author John Rothstein for ending his famous Runner trilogy on an unsatisfactory note. So basically, this dude takes upon himself to go after this guy and murder him because he ended the trilogy not in the way that Morris wanted it to. Rothstein had been a recluse, retirement, never publishing another novel, but continuing to write in private. More important than money he steals, Morris converts Rothstein's invaluable notebooks, or covets his notebooks, which contain two books which properly finished the arc of the Runner series. After the murder, Morris hides Rothstein's cash in Moleskine notebooks in a trunk buried near a creek behind his childhood home. Before he can read the manuscripts, Morris is sentenced to life in prison for another crime. Rothstein's murder is never solved. So that's the past. And then it jumps to present day where a young man who now lives in Morris's old house with his father, who was disabled during the Mr. Mercedes murder spree. Him and his family are going through hard times. His father's been out of work for so long. His mother's straining to keep them afloat. And then Peter discovers the buried trunk and secretly uses the money to keep his family afloat for the next few years. And then he eventually finds the notebooks and gets obsessed with the books. And then when the money runs out, he gets this idea that he's going to basically try to find out what the books are worth, and he's going to sell the books. The same time, Morris, nearly 60, has finally been granted parole. He goes to retrieve the buried trunk, only to find it empty. Morris, obsessed with finding the notebooks, and learns that the ultimate outcome of the Runner series, his search for the notebooks eventually leads him to Peter's family. So the whole part of this is, at one point, it comes to Bill because he's now started a private detective agency called Finders Keepers with Holly, and sometimes the help of Jerome, and is pulled into this murder mystery between Morris and Peter, and then tries to help because of many things, but he feels in a way guilty they never got justice for Peter's dad, but also he sees a young man in trouble and decides to help, and then all sorts of shit goes down, and it's basically the second book. Pretty cool. The third and final book is called End of Watch. This takes place a little while later. So Bill Hodges, still a retired detective, along with his sidekick Holly, runs his private investigation agency called Finders Keepers. Turns out that Bill gets diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Given only months to live, he finds himself drawn into a recent spree of suicides. He and Holly start to think that there's more to this, and he has been secretly visiting Brady Hartfield's unconscious body, who has been in a vegetative state in a hospital instead of in a prison cell. So he goes there to basically keep a vigilant eye on him and basically let him know that, hey, like, I'm going to be here until you either come out of this or you die here. And so he goes through, and then in perfect Stephen King fashion, it turns out that Brady has gained an ability to use his fractured brain, and he basically figures out, due to his messed up brain from the walloping that Holly gave him and some experimental drugs that he was given by a doctor, who then basically he gets telepathy and he gets the ability to transfer his consciousness through electronics. And he's basically reprogramming these shitty little toy tablets for kids and through an app, and basically hypnotizes the victims into committing suicide in various ways. And Hodges has to figure out what it is, and no one's going to believe that it's Brady. And then Brady ends up dying in the hospital, but his actual consciousness has been moved into his doctor's body, and he decides to go on his merry way of killing people, and Hodges has to track him down and stop him before his ultimate goal is to lure Hodges out and kill him the way he wanted to the first time. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell, basically it. They're all excellent books. They're very, all three of them are different style books, which is really cool. And they all have to do with Bill Hodges in a way. The second one has him in it in the later, like, I would say later half, but even closer to, like, the last, like, two-fifths of the book, like, a good chunk of it, but not, like, half the book. He comes in later into it. And a lot of cool character development between Holly and Hodges, and their relationship, and Holly's mental state, as well as Hodges' mental state, evolves throughout the three books as well. But more so in the third book. I think that's really it. That's all of it for that. So next week, to continue the month of May's theme, we are continuing with... Oh, next week is Space Team. That's right. I've talked about it before a little bit. I'll talk about more in-depth about it next month, or next week. And I'll give you the full list, by the way. So last week we talked about the Passage Trilogy. This week we talked about Bill Hodges' trilogy. Next week will be the Space Team series, which is actually two things, Space Team and Dan Deadman books, but I'll go into that more. The week four, so the week after the next, is the Magician series, and then the last one is The Expanse. So the Space Team is the only one that went in this list, so if I didn't go over this on this one... And I'll go over it right now because it's my last bit, is the each one of these, except for Space Team, is been adapted or is on its way to being adapted into a TV show. Actually, all of these have been out now. So The Passage is a TV show on Fox. Bill Hodges' trilogy, the Mr. Mercedes trilogy, is been turned into a show on The Audience Network, The Magicians is a show on Sci-Fi, and The Expanse, which is the last week of this month, that is was a Sci-Fi, now is an Amazon show. So Space Team is the only thing that hasn't been turned into a TV show. but I truly think it should be. But it's one of the only ones, not the only ones. It's one of many series I've read, and I haven't finished them because they're not finished being written. But I enjoyed a lot, and I think they is a really good series to read or listen to, depending on how you do it. But yeah. So the television series for Miss Mercedes has two seasons so far. I don't know if they've talked about a third season or not. I know the first season was pretty highly reviewed. The second season, which was also, I think it was also very highly rated as well. So because I don't know if they've actually announced if they've gonna do a third season or not. Oh yeah, here he is. It was announced that Audience had renewed. So in November 2018, it was announced that Audience had renewed the series for a third, for a 10 episode third season. So yeah, there you go. Almost positive. I haven't watched the second season. I watched the first season. I don't know if the second season follows the second book or not. I'm not too sure how they do this. The real life consequences of an increasingly desperate Hatfield. Oh, that's the same one. I don't know. I should probably look at that. But anyways, has a lot of really good people in it. The kid who plays Brady Hartsfield is so good in this, and he's fucking terrifying. I didn't even go over everything in the book. There's a lot more in the book that is just madness in its own right. The kid who plays Brady is named Harry Treadaway. I don't really know. I didn't know much about him. I don't think I've ever really seen anything he was in very much. He was fucking creepy in it, and for sure. Brendan Gleeson plays Bill Hodges in it, which is really good. And then what's her name? Mary Louise Parker plays Janie Patterson in the series. So I mean, it's really, really excellent. The way they do it. But it's really, it's pretty cool. They have people scheduled to play people in season three, it seems. I have to look into that more, because more Spellamy, there you go. Oh, season three is more, because season two finishes off book one. Gotcha, okay. Ooh, man, I hope they continue on, because I'd like to see them do that crazy-ass shit with book three. That's cool. I didn't realize they did Fade to Blue. I see what you did there. So season three will be book two. Interesting, because they have a guy playing Morris Bellamy. Okay. All right. I will have to do some more research on who else is in that. Peter Strom, I don't know who that person is, not is unknown to me. Alma Lane. Okay, all right. Wow, okay. They're doing a lot of it. Cool. So season three will be book two, I guess. Book two. Interesting. Okay. Well, that's fun for me to find out as well. If you want to check out the first two seasons, they're on Audience, which if you have DirecTV, you get. Otherwise, I'm not too sure else you can watch it, because it is on Audience, and I believe that's only available through DirecTV, because it's an AT&T-owned network. But, I mean, go and look if you really want to, if you want a good murder mystery thing that I kind of spoiled for you. But the show's actually really good, and it doesn't divert. It just updates, more modernizes the story. Not that it needs modernizing, because it's set in modern day for the most part, but they just changed a couple things on it. But the series was developed by David E. Kelley, who, if you don't know who David E. Kelley is, he's done a lot of things. His big shows, so he worked on Law & Order, Picket Fences, Chicago Hope, The Practice, Ally McBeal, Boston Public, which then turned into Boston Legal. And then he did, where is it? I don't know why I can't scroll today. Where is it? That can't be all of his stuff. He's done movies too. Why is it? I can't see where his other stuff's at. Oh, anyways, so he's done a bunch of stuff. Oh, there it is. Big Little Lies, which is an HBO miniseries based on a novel. And it was renewed for a second season, which actually kind of blew everyone away. Not because it wasn't good, but it's because... The book doesn't really have a second part. I mean, I guess they go over the whole thing, but it's a really good show. I haven't read the book, so I'm not too sure where it goes from there. But he did that, and he did Goliath on Amazon with Billy Bob Thornton and William Hurt and a bunch of other really good people in it too. What I'm trying to say is, David E. Kelley does a lot of really good television programs. And he's done a lot in the past. He's done some that didn't go very far. But he had some pretty long-running shows. I mean, Ally McBeal, The Practice ran for, I don't know, 4 years or some nonsense. Chicago Hope was a really good show. I guess you'd say his... One of his big ones for me, he co-created Doogie Howser MD, so that's a big one. But anyways, David Kelly's a pretty big deal in television. Is a pretty pretty cool kid. I guess that's really it. Oh, I guess the other thing too is he's married to Michelle Pfeiffer. I forgot to bring that up. That's about it for this week's episode. So tune in next week when I talk about Space Team and the amazingness that is Space Team, and the Dan Deadman series as well. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. Thank you for listening. I am Cody. This has been The Awesome with Cody. And as usual, let's be awesome.